I'm so glad you were able to come. I know it can be nerve-wracking to meet with the pack leader, especially as a newly presented alpha. All your hormones are raging, that stubbornness setting in. That's actually why I called you here today. I wanted to talk to you about your new status. I was right when I assumed you presented Alpha, correct? And how does that make you feel? Most Alphas feel that way. A bit proud of themselves. Your body is adjusting to its new status. You practically have power coursing through your veins right now. I'm sure you want to try out that knot of yours in some pretty infertile omega, don't ya? It's only natural. Every young, virile alpha wants that. It's in your instincts. As a lichen, it's only natural. It's not like you can help how you feel. As the pack alpha, it's important to me that all alphas understand that they are underneath me. You see, omegas already know their place in the hierarchy. They accept that alphas know best. But alphas? Alphas start to get a little hot under the skin when told what to do by another alpha, right? Don't worry. That's another perfectly normal reaction. After all, you're an alpha. You don't like being told what to do. Your instincts tell you to protect those you care about. Taking orders from others isn't written into your instincts. But it is something that you will need to learn if you want to stay with this pack. Every alpha you've met that lives here bends to me. That's the only thing I require for my protection. You can join my pack as long as you listen to me. Now, I'm not a heartless alpha. I believe in letting people do what they want. If you fall in love with some omega, that's fine. All you would have to do is ask for permission from me to be their mate. I have the final say in everything. That's what it means to be Pack Alpha. My job is to take care of those who are underneath me, who serve me well. And that would involve you if you agreed to this. Do you think you have it in you to submit to someone, little alpha? Do you think you're going to find an answer in your drink? I don't know how much stalling is really going to help you. How does it taste? It's sweet, isn't it? I made it for you myself. Go on, drink it all up. It has some special ingredients, perfect for an alpha like yourself. Now back to the conversation at hand. I would like to keep you in the pack. I remember when you first joined all those years ago. I happily took you in, gave you the bite after you begged for it. Do you remember how you pleaded for my fangs to penetrate your skin? You couldn't be turned into a lichen fast enough, little alpha. I had a feeling you were going to present as alpha once the transformation was complete. You always seemed to know exactly what you wanted, and you weren't afraid to go for it either. And now you're an alpha in my pack. The only problem is that you don't seem to be willing to follow instructions anymore. Your instincts are telling you that it's not your place. And right now you're looking at me, sizing me up. You're thinking you can take me, that you want this entire pack for yourself, aren't you? You look surprised that I figured out your intentions. Like you would have been the first alpha that tried to usurp me and take my place. I haven't been head of the pack for 15 years for nothing, little alpha. You aren't the first stubborn alpha I've met, and you most certainly won't be the last. Alphas like you are a dime a dozen. I've even met a fair share of betas who act like you. Spoiled brats who think they deserve the world, who believe they can just take without consequences. Unfortunately for you, your plan is too short-sighted. You're only realizing it now, aren't you? It's okay, little alpha. You were never the smartest one in the bunch. I didn't agree to let you join my pack because I thought you were strong or smart or even talented. I let you join because I thought you were cute and desperate. I wanted you for myself. And since you didn't present as alpha, I'm just going to have to turn you into my omega. What's wrong, little alpha? Did you not realize that nature made a mistake when you presented? Oh, you really are clueless. It's so cute. You genuinely thought you were going to be an alpha. You thought you had a chance. Poor little alpha. So caught up in your own potential that you never thought to take a second and look around you. I'm sure the cockiness is draining away as you start to feel a little weird. You're not thinking too well, are you? And that's because of the drink, little alpha. Do you remember how sweet it was? That wasn't just because of the sugar. It's the special ingredient that I put in there. A special ingredient that makes alphas respond like an omega. It's this little plant I found called Ice Novage. It helps sedate alpha instincts. See, there is still a chance for me to keep you in this pack. I want you to stay. I happen to like you, little alpha. But I can't have you as an alpha who's going to constantly try to challenge me. You understand, right? It's better this way. I'm going to change you into an omega, and then I'm going to mate you, claiming you for myself. It was supposed to be that way from the beginning, but things change. This way, everyone knows you are bitched and who you belong to. There's nothing for you to worry about. It's really a harmless process. The only thing that's going to get hurt is your pride, little alpha. It's always been difficult for alphas to submit to others. Your instincts are snarling at you, trying to tell you to fight back, but you just can't find it in you. The plant working its way through your system, making you more pliant, more relaxed. You're already leaning into my touch when I caress your cheek, little alpha. It feels good, doesn't it? So much better already, responding so well to my pets. My hand feels warm, doesn't it? It feels good, huh? Look at you. You were never meant to be an alpha. You're far too lovely for it, sweetheart. Someone like you was always supposed to present as an omega. And since you just presented, the change into one shouldn't be too difficult for me to achieve. All you need is the help of an alpha who's willing to put the time and effort into changing you. So let's fix this nasty little mistake nature made, sweetheart. Will you let Alpha bitch you? See? You already have the makings of a fine Omega, sweetheart. You know deep down you weren't supposed to be an Alpha. It doesn't feel right. It's not natural for you. You're supposed to be an Omega. Take orders and serve an Alpha. An Alpha like me. Strong. Wise. Sexy. I'm everything an Omega would want in an Alpha. Plus, I haven't taken a mate yet. I was waiting for the right person, and I happen to think you're perfect. Who better than to be the pack's alpha's mate than a bitched Omega? Starting to get warm, huh? The ice lavage mimics the symptoms of heat, makes the body believe it's going into one regardless of presentation status. You still have the equipment inside you to be an Omega at this state. I just have to tip the scales in my favor with a little bit of cum and a thick knot. That's all you need, and you'll be a proper Omega in no time, sweetheart. Now, do you know the proper presentation position, little Alpha? Face down, ass up, sweetheart. But get naked first. Those clothes are only making you warmer. They're only going to get in the way, right? Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Eagerly taking off your clothes for Alpha. You're not wasting any time, are you? Starting to feel the need of a nod in your hole as it opens up for me. The plant makes your body respond like an Omega's. It's natural if you feel a bit of slick leaking out of your hole, sweetheart. All that means is that the change is going to take place, that it's going to work. You were always meant to be an Omega by nature. Somehow you got messed up. Nature made you present wrong, but Alpha's going to fix the mistake and make you feel better, going to show you your proper place, underneath me, listening to me, taking my orders. That's what Omegas are for, right? Omegas are good little breeders for Alpha. Omegas know their place is serving. You're not strong enough to do anything by yourself. You need an Alpha to take care of you. You need an Alpha to call mates. That's me, sweetheart. Alpha's going to take care of you, give you what you need. I just need you to get face down, ass up for me. Can you do that for Alpha, sweetheart? Would you look at that? Your hole is already wet and leaking for me. Slick sliding down your inner thigh as you spread your cheeks. What a good omega for alpha. You're a natural, sweetheart. I knew I was making the right call for you. A bitch like yourself just needs a fat knot to point you in the right direction. Going to look so fucking good once you're an Omega. Once it's my bite mark on your neck. Your neck is way too bare for my liking right now. There we are. Would you look at that? Someone's excited, huh? Can feel me behind you, touching you. You want my cock, don't you? Beg for it, Omega. Beg for Alpha's not like a proper Omega. Fuck. What a tight hole you have for me, sweetheart. I can't believe you were going to try to keep this away from me. So open and ready for a knot. Probably didn't have to use the plant on you to get this kind of reaction. Oh, yeah. You were desperate for someone to see that you weren't an alpha. You were crying out, begging to be bitched. This is all you needed to be happy, isn't it? Oh, moaning as my cock fills you. That's a good bitch. What a pretty Omega you're going to be. It feels good to be fucked by a real alpha's cock, doesn't it? That's right. Not that you could ever compare. You were meant to take it. You were meant to be fucked. This is the most natural position for you, sweetheart. You feel good with Alpha's cock inside you, fucking your eager hole. Oh, yeah. It feels so good, reaching further inside you with each thrust. That's it, bitch. Oh, feels so good around me. Can't believe you were going to try to be an alpha. You really thought that this hole was going to make you an alpha? A hole that feels this good is meant to be an omega, right? Yeah. It feels better to be fucked, doesn't it? It's so much better to be an omega. You get to be taken care of. You don't have to go out and hunt. You get to be pampered all day. Our omegas are so well taken care of. And as the Pax Omega, you're going to be treated like royalty, little O. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Keep it up for me, sweetheart. Moan louder. Let everyone know how much you're enjoying being bitched. It feels so good to have a real cock inside you, doesn't it? It's only going to get better with my knot. Can't wait to watch your hole stretch around it, trying to take everything I give you. You're going to be so cute, but that's for later. I want to focus on this right now, on how good you feel, taking every inch that I give you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Brushing past your bitch button with every stroke. You can't help but whine at the pleasure, can you? Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, taking it so well. You're so pretty, little O. Way too pretty to be an alpha. This is just proving my point that you were made for this. You were always meant to be an Omega, weren't you? That's right. And Omegas. Omegas come from their holes only, don't they? So you're going to come on my knot like a proper little O, aren't you? Yeah, that's fucking right, sweetheart. So good for your alpha, fucking that stubbornness right out of you. You don't need it anymore. It's only going to bring you more pain as an Omega. This is for the best. Your alpha's Omega, aren't you? Yeah. It feels so good, doesn't it? Clenching around my cock, moaning at every stroke of your bitch button. It feels better to be an Omega than it ever did an Alpha. Oh, it feels so good to be an Omega. It feels natural, doesn't it? It just feels right, huh? Yeah. No more responsibility. No more choices or decisions. Just doing what you're told. Oh, yes. Just like that. So good for Alpha. This is where you belong. Underneath me, taking my cock. Trying to get my knot to pop quicker. Oh, yes. You want to know what it feels like inside you, don't you? After all, my cock feels so fucking good. The knot is only going to make you feel even better. Push you right over the edge. Oh, that's right. Just like that. So, doing such a good job for Alpha. Taking it so well. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Keep it up. You want to make Alpha proud of you, little low, don't you? Yeah, that's fucking right. Want to make Alpha proud, and that's what you live for. The praise, the compliments, the nods. That's all any Omegas really care about. Yeah, want to feel my knot growing inside you, stretching you even wider. You're full, but you want more. Omegas always do. Can't help but moan as you can't your hips, silently begging for more. Do you really think you would be able to handle that, sweetheart? Oh. Alpha isn't sure. I know you think you can, but Alpha knows what you need. Alpha's in charge here. You take what Alpha gives you and you're grateful for it. That's your job as a bitch. You don't get to make a demand of Alpha, do you? No, not when you're a bitch, whining on my cock, getting closer to your own fucking orgasm. Can't ignore how good it feels to be fucked like this. Your slick, drenched hole makes it so easy for me to slide inside, the thrust of my hips against you. Oh, fuck. fuck? So fucking good for me. You look perfect like this. Bent over, face buried in a pillow, taking my cock. Oh, yeah. Like that. Your hole feels so wonderful. Such a good bitch for Alpha, doing your job right. Yeah. This is where you belong. This is where you were meant to be. Nature made a mistake with you. One that Alpha can easily fix with a bit of cum and a knot. That's all it's going to take for a bitch like yourself. You're so eager to be an Omega, aren't you? You want to be a bitch, don't you? Oh, if it means feeling this good, of course you do. You're willing to do anything if it means you get to feel like this. Feeling so full from my cock as my knot starts to inflate inside you. Oh, yes, yeah. That's it. Growing wider and wider with each second. No, that's it. Take my cock, bitch. Oh, it feels amazing, doesn't it? Oh, yes, it does. Look at you. Doing such a good job for Alpha. Keep it up. Make Alpha proud. Show me that you have what it takes to be the Pact Omega. I'm not going to take any dime a dozen bitch as my mate. No, I'm not. I need someone worthy. Do you think that's you? Oh, that's fucking right, yeah. Oh, you're Alpha's bitch. No one else's. Only Alpha gets to fuck you. You don't deserve to fuck anyone else. You don't deserve to not anyone. You are the one who's supposed to be fucked. You were always meant to be the one knotted. Oh, yeah. This is how it's supposed to be, little O. Alpha knows best. Alpha knows exactly what you need, and that's why I'm giving it to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, so fucking close. Going to come on my knot like a good bitch, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Feels so fucking good. Stretching you even wider. Taking it so well. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking close, Omega. Oh, yeah. Going to come on Alpha's knot, right? Going to show me that you have what it takes to be packed, Alpha. Oh, then come for me, Omega. You can do it. Be a good bitch. Come on Alpha's knot. Fuck. You smell like Omega. So much better than that awful Alpha smell. It simply didn't suit a sweet little O like yourself. This is much better for you. How do you feel now that you have a knot inside you? It feels nice, doesn't it? Like it belongs inside you. That's how it feels for Omegas to take their mate's knot. And since I decided to mate you, it seems you're my Omega now. Every time you get my knot, you're going to feel complete. You're going to get this feeling of satisfaction as your hole nurses all the cum out of me. Within the next few days, your knot is going to go away completely. Just poof. Your body's going to change, rearrange itself. You'll find yourself wanting to place things inside you. When that urge comes, you find Alpha, understand? It's important to get as much cum inside you as possible right now. It helps solidify the bond between mates. Not that I think that's really going to be a problem. You're happy on my knot, aren't you? See? I told you. Alpha's fixing a mistake that nature made. You weren't supposed to be an alpha. It wasn't right for you. You were always meant to be a sweet omega on my knot. This is exactly where you belong. Alpha's lovely little bitch.